Junkie, Disc 3.
The H caps cost $3 each, and you need at least 3 per day to get by. I was short, so I began working the hole with Roy. We would ride along, each looking out one side of the subway car, until one of us spotted a flop sleeping on a bench. Then we would get off the train. I stood in front of the bench with a newspaper and covered Roy while he went through the luscious pockets. Roy would whisper instructions to me. A little left, too far, a little back, there, hold it there. And I would move to keep him covered. Often we were late, and the lush would be lying there with his pockets turned inside out. We also worked on the cars. I would sit down next to the lush and open a newspaper. Roy would reach across my back and go through the lush's pockets. If the lush woke up, he could see that I had both hands on the paper. We averaged about $10 per night. An average night went more or less like this. We started work about 11 o'clock, getting on the uptown IRT at Times Square. At 149th Street, I spotted a flop, and we got off. 149th Street is a station with several levels and dangerous for lush workers because there are so many spots where cops can hide, and it is not possible to cover from every angle. On the lower level, the only way out is by the elevator. We approached the flop casually, as though we did not see him. He was middle-aged, sprawled against the wall, breathing loudly. Roy sat down beside him, and I stationed myself in front of them with an open newspaper. Roy said, "A little to the right, too far, back a little there, that's good." Suddenly the heavy breathing stopped. I thought of the scene in the movies where the breathing stops during the operation. I could feel Roy's tense immobility behind me. The drunk muttered something and shifted his position. Slowly, the breathing started again. Roy got up. "Okay," he said, and walked rapidly to the other end of the platform. He took a crumpled mass of bills from his pocket and counted out $8. He handed me 4.
"Had it in his pants pocket. I couldn't find a poke. I thought for a minute he was going to come up on us."